Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Like many kids of my age or time, we played outside, and, you know, we played kickball, we played all kinds of games, and we even played tag, and, you know, got in your hide and seek, or who knows, you know, just all the different games. But I remember when I was about 12 that, my calves would start hurting when I'd run, which, you know, and I think that was part of what, you know, kind of that got me out of not doing that. And so, you know, I kind of think back on that as I'm now on a daily basis, almost going out for a jog, not just for like a short jog, usually, like a few minutes, or, you know, I'm talking, you know, I'll go for, you know, I'm going more than an hour, you know, 4 to 6 or, you know, or more miles. And on Saturday, I actually did 7 miles, and it was because the last couple of days in Florida, when I was when I do a jog, and I usually try and use the treadmill because I didn't really want to go outside because it was too warm. But unfortunately, the last hotel I was staying at in Tampa, their treadmills didn't work very well, and so I figured it was safer to jog outside. Unfortunately, it's a bit warm, so I didn't go as far, and I didn't necessarily have as much time. So, you know, between those two things, I'm like, okay, well, I'll do a little bit. But, you know, it seems like every day I'll go out for, you know, even if it's just a couple miles. But sometimes I'll go longer, but the one thing that's been I like it. I mean, I feel good getting sweaty and getting the heart rate up and all that stuff. And I try not to, you know, go too hard, but I think my knees are getting, I won't say that they're like in excruciating pain, but I do kind of notice them. I tend to feel okay while I'm jogging, but, if I sit down for too long, then the knees are like, hey, you really should be, up and about kind of thing. So that's just something to be aware of. But I never thought in my life that I would be, looking forward to, well, having a jog or something. And I do wonder what's going to happen to this when the weather changes, because, you know, I do like getting out first thing in the morning when it's still pretty nice outside in August and in the Pacific Northwest. At a certain point that the weather's gonna turn crappy, and the days are getting shorter already and everything. So I do have a treadmill, which helps, but can't necessarily do it first thing in the morning, because since I tend to get up earlier than a lot of folks, I don't know, we'll have to see how this works out, right now I'm certainly doing it. I keep closing my rings on my Apple Watch, and some days it's actually really hard to do that. If I'm traveling, if I spend all the day on an airplane, it's kind of hard to actually even get enough to do the exercise that one would need to do. And sometimes I've closed the rings by, you know, walking through the airport, which, you know, yeah, I have to do that at times. So, I do think it's important to do something every day. I mean, if it's just walking around, it's better to do that than to, not, I think it's, I never thought I'd get to that point in my, life, but it seems like, that's where I'm at right now. And I'm enjoying it. I think it's important for my mental health to do it, as much as anything, as much as the physical part of it. I mean, I certainly wouldn't recommend, exercise to lose weight. It's not a great way to lose weight, but, for other reasons, it definitely feels good to do it. And I enjoy getting out, getting outside, and, you know, especially while the weather's nice. I definitely do that. And so, I plan to get up first thing in the morning, and hopefully, well, so with early morning meetings, sometimes it's hard to get those in, but the sooner in the day I can get it done, the better for sure. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.